We are now beginning Perek Hamishi, the fifth Perek of Maseches Maaseres. Ha'okir Shesalem Mitoch Shelo. If somebody uprooted saplings from within his own field, and it's not really the Gemar Malacha, the end of the work that he's doing, and therefore it's not obligated in Trumos Maaseres yet because he's planning to replant them within his field. So then we say that since he's going to replant them, so that they will become bigger and they will become better after they have been replanted in the ground, Pater, Benotea L'soch Shelo Pater, the person is exempt from taking Trumas U'Maisros since his objective is just to replant them in the ground. However, Lokach B'Mechubar L'Karka, if a person purchased these saplings or plantings when they are already attached to the ground or still attached to the ground. So then we say that we draw the following distinction, which is that if they are b'mechuba l'karka, if they are attached to the ground, a person purchased them, so then the person is considered to be a potter, they are exempt from taking chumos u'maisros. However, if they would be detached from the ground, even though this would also be a case analogous to our first case in the Mishnah where they were not yet nigmar malachton, where the work you were going to do on them to prepare them for eating has not yet been completed, since this is a case of lakach, where the person has purchased them, and one of the ways that you can be koveya lemaiser, that you can require a food to have trumos u'maisros taken from it, is by purchasing it. So then the halacha would be that even though they were not yet nigmar malachton, since they were actually purchased, if they were detached from the ground, then one would be obligated to take trumos u'maisros from that food. And that would be according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds earlier on in Maseches Maaseres in Perek Beis, Mishneh Hay, that the Mekach is Koveya LeMaaser, that purchasing causes something to be obligated in a Trumas Maaseres, even if it is not Nigmara Malachto. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Lokot L'shloch L'chaveiro Potter. If the person gathered up these saplings for purposes of sending them as a matana, as a gift to his friend, so then we say that it is still potter. One would not have to take a trumos and maisros in such a case, since we're talking about these shesalim, we're talking about these saplings, since they're not nigmar or malachtum, therefore the fact that one is planning to send it to his friend, that does not cause it to be nikva lemaiser. That is not considered to establish it for as being susceptible to having trumos u'maisros taken from it. And this would be the way the Rambam understands, even a case where a person actually purchased these saplings, where we said if you purchased them, you would be chayav in trumos u'maisros, but if you purchased them for the purpose of not eating it yourself, but sending it to your friend, then since it's not nigmar malachto, that's what we're talking about, one would not be chayav in trumos and maisros in such a case. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, however, has one qualification. He says that in this case where you had purchased them or collected them for purposes of sending to your chaver, if there are in other places or in the marketplace these types of saplings that people are buying and utilizing and eating, so that it is considered to be nigmar malachto in the marketplace, then they are considered to be nigmar malachto, in which case trumas and maisros would be obligated to be removed from them. Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah, says, Ha'okir lefes usinonos mitoch shelo. If a person is uprooting turnips and radishes within his field, within his garden, v'notea l'soch shelo l'zera, and he plants it within his garden for the purpose that he's going to actually use them as seeds, but not for purposes of eating, chayev, so then he would first be obligated to take from them trumos u'maisros v'pnei shehu garnon, because the uprooting of them is in fact considered to be their establishment on the threshing floor, meaning this is considered to be their final stage for Trumas and Maestros to be taken from them, because since he's not continuing the process of improving them as foodstuffs, but he's just planning to use the seed from them in the future, so their preparation as foods, as being turnips and radishes in their food form, has been completed at the moment of uprooting, and therefore one would first have to take Trumas and Maestros before replanting the rest for seed purposes. Then says the Mishnah B'Tzolim, onions, Mishish Rishu Ba'aliyah, if somebody took onions and they were not yet completely prepared, they hadn't taken root, then if a person actually then plants these onions in their aliyah, on their second story, on their upper floor, and let's assume we have lots of dirt on the upper floor and they will be able to take root over there. So if these onions, let's revise our previous statement, even if they took root elsewhere, but now they have been detached, so let's say they became tame, they became defiled for some reason. So if they are now replanted in the ground, they're replanted in dirt in a person's aliyah, in a person's upper floor, then taharu milatame, even if they actually had become tame, it's considered as if they have been planted in the ground, because there is dirt here on this upper story, and therefore they have been removed from their tumah, and they are considered to become tahor, they are considered to become purified by virtue of having taken root in this aliyah, in this higher story, where they actually are somehow planted in some viable area of planting that was created within this person's building. Now the Musar HaMishnah by Rav Yehuda Ginsburg makes the comment that this can be applied to Ruchnius as well. If you have somebody who has become spiritually defiled, then if they are able to plant themselves Ba'aliyah, they're able to plant themselves in some spiritually elevated Makom Shel Torah, a place of Torah, and where they are surrounded by purity, by Tamidei Chachamim, by learning, by mitzvos, and they're able to actually also be mushpa, be influenced from their surroundings, so that Mishish Rishu, it takes root in them, then such a person also, we can say about them, Taharumi Latame, that they become purified from whatever spiritual defilement they may have had. The Mishnah goes on to say, Nafla Aleim Apolis, the Mishnah says that if there is some type of avalanche that falls upon these onions, v'hei megulim, but they remain, the leaves on top remain open and revealed in the manner in which they are supposed to be growing, then hare elu kinetuim basade, then not only are they considered to be planted in the ground for purposes of their purity returning to them, as in the case where they're simply Shrishu Ba'aliyah, that in the ground and dirt of the Aliyah of the upper story they took root, but here they're, since a whole avalanche has fallen on them, that now it is considered as if they are really completely and unequivocally in the ground, because they're covered so significantly. So in such a case, we say that they are kinetuim basade, as if they're planted not in an upper story, but planted firmly within the ground, so that they would be considered to be planted in the ground for all purposes, including, for example, for chiyuvim on Shabbos, that if somebody would uproot these onions on Shabbos, they would be chayev. They would be chayev for uprooting from the ground on Shabbos, for cutting something from the ground on Shabbos, which would be a malacha, obviously on Shabbos of tolesh, and therefore this is considered to be exactly identical to being mamish, to being actually in the ground itself.